Today's episode is brought to you by Lufthansa. Time flies comfortably when you're enjoying every minute, every detail, and every little indulgence on your flight. Lufthansa. Nonstop you.
Apple's mysterious AirPods delay marks a rare misstep for the tech giant.
This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Hello and welcome. This is the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. In New York, I'm Jennifer Strong. Better scratch AirPods off your holiday wish list. Months after calling lots of attention to the new product, Apple won't be able to make AirPods available in time for the holiday season. Joining us now with the story is the Wall Street Journal's Trip Mickle. Trip, what does Apple have to say about the AirPods?
The company said it has no update on when the AirPods will be available, and that is the same thing that it's been saying since late October, the month when it was actually supposed to make AirPods available for sale worldwide.
Yeah, it's pretty unusual for Apple to promise a product, as you said, in October, and not only miss the deadline, but still have no ETA months later.
Not only that, but you also have a situation where in the past, to your point about this being unusual, the last time they had an issue along these lines, it was with a white iPhone that they tried to release in 2010. And they were really clear in 2010, this is a manufacturing problem. It is more challenging to manufacture this product than we thought it would be. So they at least gave fans and consumers a sense of what the issue was at hand. Whereas with the AirPods, there's been no indication from Apple directly what really is the problem on this device and this product.
I know Apple isn't talking, but do analysts have any idea what might be going on?
Analysts are not certain about what's going on, but there are some wireless technology experts who feel like this is really indicative of the challenge of this technology that Apple's pursuing. Bluetooth technology tends to perform well indoors where you have walls and other things that the signal can bounce off of, and that allows it to reach the earphones without too much problem. But once you go outdoors, the signal can often get lost. And Apple has almost doubled down on the signal because Apple says it is sending two separate signals to these two independent earpods. And that is possibly what's at play, these wireless technology experts say. Another issue might be just the fact that they're sending two separate signals. Apple has to be extra careful that those signals reach each ear at the same time, which is no small feat. If that doesn't happen, then the sound could be distorted and it could be a bad listener experience. And any bad experience with a big technological leap like Apple's trying to make here, where they're really trying to change the way people listen to music and have phone calls and everything else, is risky for the company.
No doubt. I mean, the current iPhone model, the iPhone 7, doesn't have a headphone jack, so this delay pretty much forces early adopters to look at other options or just accept not being able to stick the thing on a charger while listening to music or taking a call.
Absolutely. And we've seen some competitors already say that they're benefiting from Apple both dropping the headphone jack and then announcing the AirPods but not being able to make them available. So consumers have started to look elsewhere. In fact, I talked to one consumer who is a diehard Apple fan. He's from the St. Louis area, and he'd had AirPods on his Christmas list and recently scratched them off and replaced them with a product called Braggy's Dash product, and he's asking for that for Christmas instead.
Apple says so far this isn't affecting sales of the iPhone 7, but overall their sales are still down substantially from years past for a variety of reasons.
They've had trouble in China in particular with the iPhone 7. There just hasn't been the sales success in that market that helped drive Apple 2 years ago, and analysts have highlighted that the sales in China of the iPhone 7 have been challenged.
We're talking about a rare misstep by Apple, the mysterious missing AirPods, with the Journal's Trip Mickle, and you're listening to the Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Today's episode is brought to you by OnePlus, maker of the new OnePlus 3T smartphone, the next generation of the year's best-reviewed phone. Featuring industry-leading processor speeds, 16-megapixel front and rear-facing camera, up to 128 gigabytes of storage, and a premium all-metal build. Plus, the OnePlus 3T has Dash Charge, an exclusive technology that sets a new benchmark in charging speeds. A quick half-hour charge will give you a full day's worth of battery life. Make it yours without a carrier contract at OnePlus.net.
Thanks for listening, everyone. Trip, it's really a big deal, missing the Christmas season.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, what a great stocking stuffer this would be, right?
Right.
If you were able to get this in your stocking, I'm sure there would be a lot of thrilled people out there, iPhone users out there, who have maybe struggled with, to your point earlier, this challenge of not being able to charge your phone at the same time you have headphones, a headphone jack in, because of the way they reconfigured the phone this time around. So it is a challenge for Apple, and this is the biggest quarter for them because it does include the holidays and the Chinese New Year, and typically it's when they sell the most iPhones throughout an entire year, and having this companion piece would have been a big benefit for them.
Anything else you'll be watching for with this?
Just looking for clarity on what is actually at play and when we'll actually be able to begin using these devices. Jeff Fowler here, our technology reporter and critic, has been a big fan of them, and he sings their praises. But that indicates that it'd be great for a lot of Apple fans to be able to use these products.
That's the Wall Street Journal's Trip Mickle joining us from San Francisco. Thanks so much.
Thank you so much for having me on.
And thank you for listening to the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. From the newsroom in New York, I'm Jennifer Strong.
News on the go. Whenever you want it, wherever you want it. WSJ Podcasts. Listen ambitiously.